Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discussed during my lead, it is National Potato Day, and you can dip your fries into some Gerard mayo at 8 o'clock or thereabouts on this morning show. So,
Has anybody ever won two Marconis?
The very first Mayo Monday of this season,
yes.
And I, for one, cannot wait. But before that, 7:30, we'll talk with Jelani Tavai and get his thoughts on this season and Thursday night preseason and other things. Yes, Courtney, what is
it? Well, I was going to say, we've never asked you, do you like mayo? on like sandwiches, on French fries. I like them on French fries.
I think it's well documented. Curtis one time exposed me based on a submarine sandwich that
yes.
I ordered.
I think it's still in the freezer if you're hungry.
Yes. Extra mayo.
Yes.
I like Gerard mayo, but not.
Right. You don't like mayo at all?
Hell no.
Oh, it's so good.
No. Hell no. Unless you mix it into something, and I don't know, I'm not putting it on.
With the French fry, you do dip in mayo and ketchup. Delicious.
No. You surprised me with your order Saturday night when we were at Nancy's on the Vineyard with the calamari. I didn't know you like calamari.
I don't know. My wife, that was her order. She
was?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't eat calamari.
I thought I saw you.
No.
You're no seafood guy.
No, so I don't eat. No, that she loves the seafood.
What did you think of the dirty banana?
The dirty banana was on point. I had, earlier in the day, I had the, which was really good, was a Greek wrap. A chicken Greek wrap.
Yes, very good.
I've had a Greek salad before, but I never had it as a wrap.
Did they call it a gyro?
Huh?
Did they call it a gyro?
No, it was just a
wrap.
Yeah. So I had it as a salad, and the wrap was like, oh, that's pretty good. Hold the olives.
A little bit of feta cheese.
Yes, I love the feta.
I don't want to get too personal here, but is Mrs. Wiggins calling at 9? She said she was calling the show at 9.
Yeah, that's what night was that?
Saturday. She had an announcement.
She was a little sauced up.
Yeah, she had an announcement.
That was Saturday, so that was what?
Do you remember her announcement?
Yeah, she says a lot of things when she's loose off the juice.
I mean,
I'm nervous.
I was kind of alarmed.
Yeah, don't be alarmed.
She said she wanted to call in this morning and announce, Curtis, that she is now for them screets.
that's what she said.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean.
She always finds a way back home, Curtis.
On the e-bike.
She, yeah, exactly. She ain't going nowhere.
I love Wiggy, but she's the prize of that duo.
She was not happy with Jermaine.
No. See, no, when she starts to joke on me, it's like, okay. But as soon as I flip that and come back, and what I said, I said, you want to go here? And she's like, that's why she started blushing a little bit, because we get to joking on each other. But she don't like when I joke on her too much.
All right. Well, I don't. I didn't believe it when she said it.
Yeah,
but
don't believe it.
I can't lose Pudge and my favorite marriage in one week.
You're not going. Curtis, believe me. I would never sign divorce papers. So
you just refused to sign.
You're treating it like a negotiation with Bill.
No. I'm not going anywhere.
I mean, she was saying, Greg, I am for these streets. Yeah. That's what she said to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
But whatever. Well, I don't know what
her new man's going to be like, damn, why is that guy always following us? That would never happen.
And so. Wiggy knows criminals, so.
Yeah, I told her, I'm not going anywhere.
Good.
And Wiggy did a great job on the grill at Ernie's house. Wiggy was the grill master.
I was the grill master.
At Ernie's house, and you did an unbelievable job.
Yeah, you did burgers, dogs, sausages. Yeah, yeah. I would have, if they had the steak tips. The only thing I can't.
You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself.
He's bumming hours at Ernie's house, and he's upset that Ernie didn't have any steak tips.
Oh, no. I mean, I could do steak tips well. I can't do the one place I struggle on the grill is the wings. Uh-huh. My brother-in-law does them amazing, the wings.
What makes them difficult to do?
It's just like when you do chicken on the grill, you got to make sure you cook it through. But if you don't do it the right way, you can tend to kind of burn it a little bit.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
You have to do the low heat, long cook.
But I like a little bit, especially with wings off the grill, I like a little bit of char on them. Yeah. So you have to do them right to give you the char and where it's still not burnt.
Well, you did a great job.
I appreciate
when it came
that.
To working the grill.
You noticed there were two people working?
Who?
At Ernie's crib?
Who was that?
Let's think about it. Who was on the grill?
Oh, God.
Curtis, I felt like we were at Nantucket. Oh. Somebody was on the grill and the other one was on the dishes.
What is wrong with you?
No,
I would have jumped in and helped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, Lord.
And by helped, he would have offered DMs his help.
I have to say, Wiggy, it did pop into the head.
It did. Because somebody was like, well, who's going to do the grill? There was a little hesitation.
I thought it was.
I saw it.
I thought it was weird that they had a change of clothes for you.
I thought I saw Brooke, your friend Brooke, Greg, our friend Brooke, over by the grill with Wiggy.
She was out. Yeah, she was out.
She was looking at the flames.
Oh, she wasn't a sous chef?
No.
No, she was just making sure Wiggy wasn't going to sue.
No, I'm good. I seasoned it up for everybody. I know everybody likes their burgers. Yeah. You know, the thing about burgers.
Did you make any blackened chicken?
No. We didn't have chicken. The thing about burgers, and it's very difficult.
It was weird when Ernie asked you if you'd go pull the car up for him later. That was a little bit strange.
Because some people like their burgers a little bit, like some people like them medium rare.
Yeah, I like them medium rare, and you did not prepare them medium rare.
Well, here's the issue. They were like, the thing about burgers when you're doing them on a grill.
Right.
They were still a little bit frozen in some parts and thawed on the other. So sometimes when you get them like that, they tend to fall apart, and you got to be able to cook them just right. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to go too rare for everybody. Then somebody's like, oh, this is undercooked. And then you can't really throw it back on the grill. So, But it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
All right. Wiggy is now a vineyard guy.
Yeah, OB.
Yeah. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Where do you want to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, I give my commentary on quarterbacks quite often, but let's hear from a guy who's actually played the position at a very high level. Here is Peyton Manning at Fanatics Fest, just like Tom Brady was, with Stephen A. Smith, giving his top five quarterbacks currently in the NFL.
Right, so
that's number one.
That's the passion holds number one. That raises you so hard, you get in so much trouble, you get mad about that. I'm a big fan of Joe Burrow. Right? I'm glad to see him back healthy. Right, I like the way he carries himself. This Justin Herbert is as talented as anybody. Lamar Jackson does things that just don't seem possible with the football in his hand. He makes throws, he runs, and he's smart about. You know, he protects himself.
One more.
One more?
Josh Allen. So wait, I only heard four. He had Burrow.
So Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
No C.J. Stroud?
No C.J.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stroud.
Kind of an insult to Drake May.
No Aaron Rodgers.
No Matt Stafford.
I could see that. I mean,
no Aaron Rodgers is kind of crazy.
Yeah, see, if Rodgers is healthy, I still put him in the top five, me personally.
Yeah.
I think it's Patrick Mahomes.
Obviously.
By himself. Yeah. And then their tier two would be Allen, Lamar.
And you guys love Lamar Jackson.
Well,
he wins 75% of his games.
Not in the playoffs. He wins 0% of the time in the playoffs, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, I know he's won a couple games in the playoffs. He's won two, I think.
Peyton Manning's top five doesn't really include the playoffs because he sucked there.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're just doing like, I thought we're doing just regular season. Yeah. And then I would say like.
Just regular season.
I'd just like a two-time MVP.
I'd like to, if you could get me a top five regular season quarterback only, that's what I'd
like. Of all time? Oh, Dan Marino, number one.
But Greg, the other issue with this is like Joe Burrow's great. We all think he's great, right? Mm-hmm. He's the one guy outside of Brady that's beaten Mahomes in the playoffs.
Right.
He's just not been healthy.
Right.
Like you have to prove that you can stay on the field for more than one full season to be on that list.
Right. And if it is about championships, then the only one that's on that list is Patrick Mahomes. Like you wouldn't even put
Matt Stafford would automatically have to be number 2.
Herbert wouldn't be on that list. But I think there's Mahomes. Then the second tier is Allen, Jackson, Burrow when he's healthy, and I would put Aaron Rodgers in that field.
Yeah. Okay, what's next, Sean?
Next, Greg, we can actually hear from Elliot Wolf. I talked about Drake May in my lead today. We talked about Drake May a lot. Elliot Wolf spoke to the media yesterday and had this to say about Drake May and his development.
Yeah, Drake, it was good to see him get in there the other night. It was really good to see how calm and collected he was. He got, headbutted at one point by Nolan Smith and, kind of made a nice play on that one. But he's steadily improved. He's just kind of put his head down and worked. He's a great teammate. And, we're kind of excited to see where his development can go.
Yeah, the million-dollar question, how close do you think he is to playing?
We'll have to see. Again, he didn't get a lot of snaps, like Greg said, in the first game, and he did pretty well in the snaps the other night. And it's all about building on those successes and kind of seeing where it goes.
Okay, fine. Right. I'm not going to tell you anything.
So does that make you feel good about week 1 as him as a starter?
No, it doesn't. No, it does not.
What do you think our takeaway is going to be from Mayo in an hour? Like, do you think he's going to be the same thing, basically, that Elliot Wolf said?
I want to ask him if there is a quarterback competition, as you said on Friday, then why are there, as Wiggy brought up this morning, has brought up several times, why are there not more snaps with the ones for Drake May? Like, I don't understand that.
And wouldn't you want to have this week be a week where you could mimic the regular season with Drake May? Jacoby Brissett started many games. Mm-hmm. He knows how it works. Give Drake May what Jacoby's had and see how he looks Sunday. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Washington. I mean, I would say that wouldn't that be a great opportunity for him?
Do they play Sunday? I mean,
what do you mean? Are any of the ones games?
I think they will because there's 2 weeks now between it.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Do you think we get any slights towards Bill Belichick during our first Mayo Monday?
No.
Unless you ask a question about Bill, you know.
Yeah.
But what would you really ask?
Well, I think we could ask how the vibe is different or whatever. How's the vibe progressing down there?
Yeah. Well,
All right, what's next?
Well, one of you guys' favorite spots for a Bill Belichick return would be Dallas. And this whole CeeDee Lamb thing has been an absolute debacle over the weekend. Schefter was reporting that Lamb has zero intentions of showing up to any training camp the rest of preseason. So we'll even see if he plays week one for the Cowboys. But this is what Jerry Jones had to say over the weekend about the negotiations, or I guess imminent negotiations with CeeDee Lamb.
You never know. And so you have to get together, and you have to get together on a number. And I don't know a number, and he doesn't know a number. And so, well, we've got to get that done. I do want to emphasize, though, that he did such great preparation and work with Dak in the offseason. We know CD. We know what we're doing. It has been a great opportunity to see these young receivers step up, and have they gotten a chance to excel? So all in all, this is not bad.
Did he say he knows a number, but they don't know a number in the Cowboys?
He said that CeeDee Lamb didn't know a number either, but I'm pretty sure he knows
okay.
a number.
I think CeeDee Lamb knows his number. I think he's looking right towards what Justin Jefferson got and said, you know what?
That's my number.
That's my number. Maybe I might even want to be, you know, I'll be satisfied with Justin Jefferson.
Greg, I believe you and Jerry Jones have both been slow to adjust to the CD era.
Hey! All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, Greg, well, it's interesting. There's been a couple different quarterback jobs that have been officially given. This was what Antonio Pierce said about the starting job in Vegas.
Gardner Minshew's going to be the starting quarterback this 2024 season. Myself, Telesco, and Luke Getsy discussed it this morning. A lot of things went into it. It wasn't based off of last night. There's a lot of factors. So we feel like Gardner gives us the best opportunity to get off to a fast start, and that's what we're going with. We support him. Our team's behind it. Our staff's behind it. Our organization's behind it.
Okay, Minshew magic coming your way, Vegas.
Well, at least he's letting everybody know in Vegas, here's what to expect week one.
Right.
Where how many teams in the league do you think are like New England, where they still don't know their starter going into week one?
Probably
like
not many.
Three,
right?
Maybe.
What did Denver decide?
They haven't decided. Sean Payton said yesterday that he will not announce a starting quarterback.
And I think Max outplayed Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Max not starting. See that contract Trevor Lawrence got?
Yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time, Sean.
I mean, I know. Absolute bomb that he threw on that second touchdown.
Looks good for him throwing off his back foot against second and third cornerbacks. Good for him.
Right. I was like, when did Tom Brady return? Oh, wait, it's Max.
He's the Chris Sale of football. As soon as he leaves Boston, it's like,
change of scenery.
By the way, he won his 14th game.
He's going to be in the Cy Young. He's going to win the NL Cy Young.
Very few people predicted that.
All right, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Thank you, Sean. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox dropped their last with the Orioles, splitting the 4-game series with Baltimore. Cutter Crawford went 5 1/3, giving up 3 runs on 2 hits while striking out 4. The boys now in Houston to take on the Astros tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Caitlin Clark is adding to her record-breaking year after she broke the WNBA rookie season record for assists. She had 9 yesterday in the Fever's win over the Storm to bring her season total to 232. We'll hear from Jelani Tavai this morning at 7:30. Gerard Mayo during the 8 o'clock hour. Then Juwan Bentley and Josh Uche with Gresh and Hart today. No Christian Fourier. And John Jones and Jacoby Brissett will be with the afternoon show. Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, pick up value pack Purdue roasted or Signature Farms chicken drumstick, thighs, or leg quarters bone in for an amazing 87 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, drumstick over breast, right? Every time?
No. No.
Oh, what is
no,
wrong with you?
I'm a breast guy.
Yeah. Well, That was the goal of that question. And we're back. It's 66 degrees with some mist. Afternoon high 78. Be careful if you're heading to Granite Links, Greg. Chance of some severe thunderstorms this afternoon popping up around town.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.